Welcome back here in the huddle, 101.3 The Game and 101.3thegame.com. Rich, you and I have the Patriots in the Super Bowl, and we're off to a good start in that prediction. Pats 1-0 after disposing of the Texans 27-20. A guy who knows something about the Patriots and the Super Bowl is Willie McGinnis, the former linebacker, a Patriots legend, multi-time Super Bowl champion in Foxborough. Now you can hear him on the NFL Network. He's with us on the TikTok Jewelers guest line, so let's get right to it. Willie, thanks for being with us, man. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
We're good. Also appreciate you coming on today. And Willie, before we really get into the X and O's of football and the Pats win this past weekend, today is September 11th, a somber day in American history. You were a part of the Patriots roster back in 2001. You guys go on to win the Super Bowl that year and beat the Rams. But take me back to that time. Take me back to that day. What was it like getting back on the field right after the terrorist attacks on September 11th?
Well, I remember, of course, you know, what happened throughout the world. And I remember that being a defining moment of us as a team coming together, like pretty much the entire country, and dedicating that, you know, that season to all the, you know, the people who passed and you know, in 9/11 and the firefighters and all the people of service that were, you know, sacrificing their lives and giving, you know, for the cause. And we just said, as a football team, you know, football was so irrelevant at the time, you know, we wanted to do something, and we just said, hey, we're going to come out dedicated, we're going to come together as a team, like we did a country, and no matter what we had to go through, that we was going through it together as one. And it was just a special season, man. We ended up going to the Super Bowl that year and running out as a team to represent the country and winning our first Super Bowl. So, you know, it was a lot of magic that happened, you know, sports wise, but never can forget what happened in our country and, you know, what we stood for and what we dedicated our season to.
Yeah, a bizarre year for sure, Willie. Anyway, getting to football, what did you see out of the Pats on Sunday defensively? One of the big concerns, obviously, was limiting Deshaun Watson.
Yeah, I mean, I think that was the biggest thing going in. You got to stop the run game. You got to contain the run game, and he's part of the run game. And they struggled a little bit last year with him getting out of the pocket, making those big plays and sticking to the coverage and doing what they needed to do with him. I think they did a better job. Like, you could slow him down, and that's the big thing. You could slow a guy like that down and not let him get out and beat you with his feet and his arm. He always, you know, wants to throw. Even when he's outside of the pocket, he wants to throw the football. And I think the Patriots did a solid job at keeping him in the pocket and doing what they needed to do and making him throw from the pocket. And wasn't exciting as it was before. People call it rust. People say, you know, it's only a 7 start, but them understanding how to contain him, they did the right thing.
Willie, I've heard you talk before about the differences in playing for Bill Belichick, Pete Carroll, Bill Parcells, but I want to ask you this one. You had Bill Belichick as a defensive coordinator before you had him as a head coach. How is Bill different as a DC versus a head coach?
Well, I think as a defensive coordinator, you know, he's more direct. He worked with the DBs when he was there before, and him just implementing everything in his scheme and being able to attack and breaking down offenses. The one thing that he always told us is you got to take, you know, a couple things away. You're not going to be able to stop everything, but if you take the main playmakers away and make other people who are not used to beating you, beat you on a consistent basis, not only that, just creating roles for guys depending on which game we were playing in and who we were playing against, your role constantly changed. And I think that's the best thing ever for any coordinator, is not having the same consistent game plan every single week. Knowing that the teams change, their schemes change, not letting them see the same thing from week to week on tape. And we surprised a lot of teams because, of course, you know, our game plan changed and they didn't see the same looks every week.
Speaking of coordinators, Willie, I mean, obviously it's only one game, but it was a dud for sure with Matt Patricia yesterday. I was surprised to hear only one Belichick former assistant coach has a winning record, and it's the legendary Al Groh. I mean, any idea why that is?
No, not really. I mean, I know it's tough. You know, everybody gets, you know, criticized heavily when, you know, they leave New England because the comparison of what they did with Belichick or, you know, what they were when they were on that staff. But it's tough, you know, especially coordinators going out and being head coaches. You know, I will say this, just because you're a coordinator doesn't mean that you could be a head coach. And that's for a lot of coaches around the league. I mean, we saw that in New York last year, and you see it all over the place. Some people are suited better, you know, to be coordinators, and it's tough. And I think it's a little unfair to try to compare, you know, coordinators or any coaches that, you know, to a coach like Belichick or somebody that's got almost a couple of decades in as a head coach and all the stuff he's learned and done and won. So I try not to do that, but, you know, they're all good coaches. But like I said, everybody's not, you know, not meant to be a head coach.
Former Patriot linebacker Willie McGinnis, multi-time Super Bowl champion. You can hear him now on the NFL Network. Willie, I was listening to you recently on the Barstool Sports podcast, and you said something interesting about Jerome Bettis. Did you not fear trying to tackle Jerome Bettis? Because I would think he would be one of the hardest guys to bring down.
Absolutely not. We look forward to tackling Jerome Bettis, the bigger backs. I mean, we're a physical defense, and we used to love, you know, to see him get up and watch him on tape, get up and do his dance after, you know, he made certain plays and ran through people. And I think that was our style. You know, the more scatty, smaller backs like the LaDainian Tomlinsons or, you know, the Falks or guys like that, you know, they would give us more problems because they were multi-backs. They could do more in the passing game and faster, better vision and all that. The bigger backs, oh, man, we love teeing off on guys like that. So all we did was get excited when we played against, you know, Bettis and any of the other guys that was kind of like his size or built.
Now, Willie, as the team gets ready for Jacksonville this weekend, what makes the Jags defense so good?
Well, I mean, I can go on for days, but when you got a front four that can get after the quarterback, they don't have to blitz. They got guys that can get after the quarterback consistently. They also got linebackers that are very athletic, very fast, that can cover tight ends and backs one-on-one. They got defensive backs that can lock up across the board, man-to-man, and do so many different things. They don't really have any holes defensively. They're physical. They're exciting to watch. They're aggressive. They love to hit. They're very competitive, athletic group that can run with a bunch, with anybody. And, you know, like I said, they can blitz you, but they don't have to. When they can get after you with four and drop seven in the coverage, that makes for a dangerous defense.
We are looking forward to the game as well. Patriots-Jaguars Sunday at 4:25 is the kickoff. Willie McGinnis, multi-time Super Bowl champion, 12 years in New England. You can hear him on the NFL Network. Willie, we appreciate the time and insight, and we'll talk to you again.
Thanks for having me, guys.